Hello and welcome. And thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you. And I'm joined with my beautiful wife, Reverend Ann. Good morning.
Good morning, darling.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good.
Good.
Glad to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
And we're glad that you're joining us too, Mighty Companion. Thank you for being there and joining us on the internet. We're going to be discussing lesson 287 today in A Course in Miracles, workbook lessons. And let's join together for a moment of silence before we begin. You are my goal, my Father, only you.
Where would I go but heaven? What could be a substitute for happiness? What gift could I prefer before the peace of God? What treasure would I seek and find and keep that can compare with my identity? And would I rather live with fear than love?
You are my goal, my Father. What but you could I desire to have? What way but that which leads to you could I desire to walk? And what except the memory of you could signify to me the end of dreams and futile substitutions for the truth? You are my goal. Your son would be as you created him. What way but this could I expect to recognize myself and be at one with my identity? You are my goal, my Father, only you. And so it is. Let's join together for another brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. This lesson points to a teaching that we share often, which is, you know, it's really important to keep the main thing the main thing. And, you know, a lot of my experience in New Age communities and New Thought communities and you know, some of these ideas of spirituality have been focused, at least to some degree, have been focused on, you know, manifesting, oh, I want a better life, I want the right wife, I want the car, the house, the job, you know, all those material things, and that some of the spiritual pathway, and it's kind of a hook, and I get that, you know, oh, you can have more abundance in your life, and the idea is that because we don't know how to manifest abundance, and The Secret, that movie, The Secret, was kind of focused on that, I felt like, to some degree. I watched that, you know, years ago, and it was helpful to a degree. But what we ultimately begin to understand as we journey on the spiritual pathway, that keeping the main thing is the main thing, literally, because all else will be given unto you, as it's been said, because abundance is the side effect. And one teaching that was shared with me by Raj Poor was that, you know, another way of seeing abundance is to see it through the eyes of a word called, you know, sustenance. We wake up every day and our needs are, you know, met today. And when we spend the day focused on tomorrow, rather than focused on the goal of being one with God, waking up to our true identity, we are distracted. And then we're also keeping abundance outside of ourselves. We're grasping and clinging and planning and plotting, you know, for some future that doesn't exist and may never exist. We don't know what's going to happen today, and we certainly don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And so the teaching really kind of hems us in as we get this far along in the workbook lessons, and it begins to kind of say, you know, you've got to keep your priorities, aligned with true principles. And keeping the main thing is, you know, Father, what other goal could there be except to just be in communion and relationship with the voice of God.
Thank you, beloved. So, you know, I can hear you teach Brother T back at a community we serve. Got to keep the main thing the main thing. And I always love that teaching. And then when I really delved into A Course in Miracles, one of the teachings that I always really resonated with was the goal belongs at the beginning. And now that seems really obvious, doesn't it, that the goal belongs at the beginning. And I always think of a GPS. And, you know, we're all familiar with that. We put our the desired destination and into the GPS, and then it shows us how to get there. And we just trust it, and we follow the path. And so this idea of the goal belonging at the beginning, and that God is my goal and only God, another axiom is that the only relationship that holds any value is my relationship with God. Knowing that there really is no other relationship, that everything that looks like a relationship with my husband, with my friends, with my employers, all of those things are really reflections of the one and only relationship, my relationship with God, if God is truly all there is, and I believe that is the truth. So when life seems to be going awry, when things don't seem to be falling into place, when there seems to be the experience of anxiety, sadness, doubt, despair, depression, fear, all of the derivatives of fear, I can look at, okay, what's my goal then? You know, has my goal been God? Has my goal been only that? So when I make goal, and I think this is really clear in the textbook, that the goal belongs at the beginning. And when you choose your goal, you're choosing it exclusively, meaning there's no other goal. So it's not God and, it's God. It's Father, Mother, God. That is the goal. And then trusting that all needs are met, like what you're saying, all sustenance is provided, that when my eye is single, my whole body is filled with light. The whole aspect of my being, my physical body, my mental body, my emotional body, you know, my body of affairs become filled with light when God is my goal and only God. And so there are no false idols that slip in. And when things don't seem to be okay in my life, where have I placed a false idol before God? Where have I valued something other than that relationship with God first? And so I think that that's really what this lesson speaks of to me. And I like how it's written, and since you and I are reading it, it's kind of tough when every sentence is a question to kind of read it with the proper inflection so that our audience hears that these are questions that are being asked. And so, you know, it's like I have to read this thoughtfully and carefully. And I think that when it is a question, you know, we're informed by the questions that we ask. And Jesus is asking us to ask some very powerful questions in this lesson. And in some ways, you can't go fast, or you're going to miss the inflection, or you're going to miss the meaning of it. And the only thing that isn't posed as a question in this lesson is, you are my goal, my Father, Mother, Presence, God, only you. And then it says, you are my goal again. And then it says, you are my only goal. Your son would be as you created him. So the only goal is God, which the only goal is you. as you, the divine self, as we are created to be. So we go back to the beginning, which I believe in this curriculum is always going back to the goal as God, and then our right, our divine identity, that everything flows forth from there. Get that? Okay. We get that inputted as in the GPS, and our destination is assured. And then these questions point out all of the ways, you know, really it's questioning what your desire is. You know, do you desire peace? Do you, you know, what treasure could I seek and find and keep that can compare with my identity? You know, what treasure do I place before? What false idol am I valuing before this? So it's really a fruitful, just beautiful lesson. And how holographic all of these are. You mentioned the other day how you get one, you get them all. And that's, you know, each of these just takes us into the visibility of maybe one principle, but then they're all connected and the whole is there, you know. So thank you for letting me share about all that.
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing. And I got a little chuckle going on because I was getting the instruction while you were talking that, you know, A Course in Miracles is a GPS. It's the God positioning system.
I love that.
Yeah. A Course in Miracles is your GPS. It's a God positioning system. Aligning ourselves, positioning ourselves in alignment with love. You know, removing the obstacles to the awareness of the presence of love. That's the goal at the very beginning of the book. At the very beginning, we set the goal. In our God positioning system. And it takes us through this journey, through the workbook lessons and the textbook, to become more and more aligned and self-correcting, aligned with a self-correcting system so that we are keeping the goal, you know, keeping the main thing the main thing at the forefront of our daily life, the way we're living our life. And there's all kinds of distractions. Oh, my God, there's all kinds of distractions. But as you were talking, I was, again, the other day we talked about the person spinning all the plates. I think we talked about that. I don't know if we got that recorded or
not. That one didn't get recorded, but it was really great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like there's, you know, and some of the, you know, self-development, you know, gurus that are out there, you know, they lead you pretty quickly to keeping your focus on one thing, right? And because we can try, there's lots of opportunities and ways to create a lifestyle and, you know, do those kinds of things. And myself, I've gotten overwhelmed many, many times with trying to do too many things, you know, at the same time, spinning too many plates. But yeah, this GPS is simply, you know, always continuous, trying to get us back on course corrected and getting us back on the path. Yeah. So We'll have a little fun with that today as we consider this beautiful lesson. It really is important that we recognize how important that we keep our goal. Only you, Father, only you. You are the only goal. We keep that at the forefront of our thoughts today and our practice. Yeah. So thank you for sharing and thank you for being with me.
Thank you.
And inspiring me for this discussion. I love you.
Right back at you. Love you too.
And thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us in our discussion and throughout this lesson today. We love you. You are dearly loved. God bless you. Stay the course. We are committed to staying the course with you. God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send